Episode 2798, How Do You Boost Your Brain Health?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. How are you feeling? Are you feeling really, really strong? You know, our wealth is wrapped up in our health. And if we don't have health, what do we have, right? We need to be able to move through our everyday, but sometimes we get a little bit lazy. Come on, let's be honest. But we also get a little bit cloudy in our head. How do you boost your brain health? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. It's interesting. Brain health is not spoken about much. It's been around. It's kind of in and out. Lately, it's coming to the forefront because we are living longer. Brain health then is becoming more important. So how do you boost your brain health? Well, there are so many things in life that can add years to your life, right? You can eat healthier. You can move more. You can sleep better. You can, you know, relieve and reduce your stress. You can actually take care of the body that you were given in other ways, not just what you fuel it with. But the key is that you must act upon them. No matter what it is, you have to act upon them. No excuses. But you know the excuses, right? Ugh, Christiane, I don't have enough time. I don't have enough money. Wait. The kids need me. That's my favorite one. I'll get to it eventually, right? The results just don't come, so why do I even try? Regardless, action has to be taken in order to make any change in your life. Any change. If you have a relationship issue, you're struggling in your marriage, you're going to have to take action in order to make a change. Otherwise, it's just going to stay the same. If you want to lose weight, you've got to take action in order to lose the weight, or it's going to stay the same, or you might gain more weight, right? But there's not going to be much change, or at least not change for the better. And that is definitely true for your health. So when you look at your brain, which I know it's hard to do, but look at yourself in the mirror. Your head carries the most important thing next to your heart in your body. It's your brain. Your brain has got to work optimally. And honestly, we don't talk about it now. If you're into health and wellness, yes, you can dig in and you're reading articles and all of this. But for the everyday person, we're stuck in responsibilities. We're stuck in our bills. We're worried about the roof over our head. We're worried about the water heater that went out. Or the rain that's coming in. Or we're wondering, is it going to be a bad winter? How expensive are my gas bills going to be this winter? Right? We're stuck in the everyday. And that's not a bad thing. It's an honest thing. Okay? And that's what we're here to talk about, right? We want to be real and honest. Because you can't make a change if you're not willing to take aim. It just doesn't work. Right? Action ignites motivation. You have to have action behind your words. So how do you boost your brain health? Well, it's so simple. You intentionally walk. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Intentionally walk. It's as simple as putting one foot in front of the other. Now, I could have dragged this out and we could have been here for 15 minutes and I could have been leading up to the four-letter word, walk, walk, walk. I love that four-letter word. So start using it more often and start taking that word and take aim on it. But what isn't simple is what? Doing it. That's why you got to take aim. That's where you have to overcome your excuses. Go back to, I don't have enough time. You only get 24 hours in the day and you get to decide how you use those 24 hours. I don't have enough money. Oh, the kids, you know, they need me. Oh, I remember those years. Oh, do I remember those years? And for some of it was 100% truth. They did need me. And I didn't have the opportunity to escape all the time. But could I have made different choices? Yes. Maybe instead of staying up late reading or doing stuff around the house, I could have exercised, right? I mean, let's be honest. You got to be honest too. You got to look at your life. Where are those excuses showing up? You have to overcome your excuses. Your why has to be greater than your excuses. Does your health really matter to you? Have you ever answered that question for yourself? I mean, what do you want to look like in 10 years? I'm not talking about what size of clothes you're going to be wearing. I'm talking about how you look on the inside. I went to the doctor's last week, and I'm just going to be honest, I haven't been to the doctor's in a very, very long time. And that's fine. I'm pretty much healthy. There's a couple things that happen every once in a blue moon, but for the most part, I am very, very blessed, and I'm very grateful, and I do take care of my body. But I've hit that half century mark. So now it's time to say, okay, we got to get a few foundational, you know, pictures. We got to do some tests so we can use it as a marker from here on out. And so I go to my doctor and I meet her for the first time, establishing care. And, you know, we're new to the community and, you know, I'm blessed. Like I said, I don't have to have one, but she said, okay, well, have you had your mammogram lately? And I said, well, I've had a mammogram. I've actually had a few of them, but I haven't had one recently. I'm being honest with you. When was the last time you scheduled your mammogram? Seriously, men, you better be thinking too, because it's important that you have your chest checked out also. She said, well, what about a chest x-ray? Should we do one? I said, sure, EKG, sure. She said, what about a colonoscopy? And I said, she goes, well, and I said, do it. And she just kind of like set back a little bit. Now, this doctor, she's younger than me. And I think she was surprised by my answer. But you see, I know that I need this base marker. I also know my genetics. And I know it's important for me to have a colonoscopy. I'm at that age where I need it. Not that I want it, but I need it. And so I was like, sure, go right ahead. And she kind of giggled and was, I could tell she was like taken back by my, yes, most definitely, let's do this attitude. Is that how you are with your health? Is your why greater than your excuses? You see, I have a huge why. I have a grandbaby now. Not that my kids aren't a huge why. I want to be around for as long as I can for my children. But my grandbaby, oh, you better believe it. I want to see him grow up, and I want to be strong. I want to have these steel calves that I have, right? These Man of Steel, my Superman calves. Yes, I want them to be as strong 25 years from now as they are right now. But I can't do that if I'm not taking care of myself. So my why, it's got to be greater than my excuses. Is your why greater than your excuses? Maybe you need to figure it out. What is it? Sometimes it's a seasonal why. There's nothing wrong with that. But you've got to grab hold of that why and hold to it. Why? I'm glad you asked. Because guess what comes in? Your excuses. Oh, the weather's raining outside. Oh, I'm a little tired. I'm just going to lay down. And you don't work out that day. It's easy. Oh, the kids have two or three activities. Oh, I'm tired. I got to cook dinner. Yeah, nope, not going to do it. No, you make time. You prioritize you. Also, your actions have to be consistent to overcome your excuses. It's all about creating the new habits. You can teach an old dog new tricks. I know I have an old dog. Remember Rhino? He's an English bulldog. His lifespan on average is 8 years. Guess how old he is? He's 9. Wow. He's already living above his average lifespan. Don't you want to live above your average lifespan? I mean, seriously, answer that question with your head and your heart. What do you want? Because if you want that, then you got to take care of yourself. Your brain health is dependent on your movement, and that movement can come from walking. A study published in JAMA Neurology showed a 62% decline in the risk of dementia. Did you hear me? Yeah. You want to have a brain, right, that works well as you get older when walking half an hour at a brisk pace. The study was done on over 78,430 adults in the UK. this averaged approximately 9,800 steps. That's why you hear the whole 10,000 steps a day. However, these are intentional steps. It's not the ones you do every day. It's on top of. So let's say you walk an average of 4,000 steps to do what you do, to go to work, to take the kids to their activities, to do your errands, to go to the grocery store, go to the bank, wherever you're going, whatever you're doing, right? You take 4,000 steps. Maybe it's just pacing your house, cleaning. When you're done, come over to my house. You can do the same. You'll have 8,000 steps. But you want to boost your brain health, right? So if you're taking those 4,000 steps in order to get there, you want to walk 14,000 steps total in your day. So it's that plus 10,000 to what you normally do. Now, you're probably saying, well, how do I count that? Well, you can get a pedometer. They're not that expensive. Or if you want to just do walking around a track, or you go and you work out at a gym, on average, now this is average based on your stride, but a mile is equal to approximately 2,000 to 2,200 steps. Now, if you've got a much longer stride, you may be down between the 1,800 and 1,900 steps. So think about, you're probably already calculating, my gosh, if I just think about 2,000 steps per 1 mile, and I want to get 10,000, that means I have to walk 5 miles a day. Christiana can't walk 5 miles a day. Yes, you can. You can. You don't have to do it all at once. But you do need to be intentional about it. And if it's not every day, then start with at least once a week, twice a week, three times a week. If you can get in at least every other day, so think about four times a week, that's incredible. Don't you think your brain health is worth that? I mean, if you can sit here and reduce your probability of dementia, now, of course, you've got to factor in a lot of other things. You've got your genetics, right? You've got your food. You've got other fitness. You have the area that you live in. You have your genealogy, right? We talk about genetics, but I'm talking about your history in your family. What is it that you need to do for you? And this is where the area becomes a little gray for most, right? Because we're like, well, I don't know. Do I really have to take that many intentional steps? Yeah, you do. And that's why they like the 10,000 steps a day. And I say on top of, because that's going to keep you healthy. So if you average 2,000 steps a day in what you do, then add the 10 on top of that, and it's 12,000 steps. If you don't walk a lot and you're only walking 500 steps, well, then you're only walking 10,500 steps. But don't overthink this, right? You want to overcome it by getting into walking, intentional walking. Keep movement in your everyday a priority. Make time to walk. I have a neighborhood here that I love. I mean, we live in it. And so what I love about it, though, is I have this loop. It's almost a mile loop from out my door to all the way around one circle and coming back in. It's almost a mile, not quite. So I'm like, all I have to do is walk it 5 times, done. Now, am I a little shy? Of course I am, but I make that up by doing extra things outside or going up and down the stairs that I don't normally do, or cleaning the house. I make that up very easily, a few hundred steps here and there. So it's not that big of a deal. When you break it down like that, it doesn't sound that bad. And guess what? Go grab a friend. Go grab your good neighbor friend and say, hey, let's go for a walk. Let's just get out into nature. Remember, movement and sleep are both essential to your healthy living, right? Your healthy lifestyle. So you've got to get into a rhythm that increases your heart rate, reduces stress, and restores your body. Walking and sleeping, which then all leads to waking. Ha! Huh. A beautiful cycle of life. So in some areas, right, the trees are already starting to change. So I want you to take advantage of this cooler weather and get outside and walk. Do it safely with friends or in a safe environment, right? There are some places that are just not safe to walk. So don't do that. Go where you are safe. Go during a time of day that you can go. If you can't go outside and walk, then go to an area that you enjoy. Wear good shoes. It's very important. Spend a little extra money. Make sure you have great arch support. Your feet need that support. Otherwise, you're going to have bad days years to come. There's a lot of things that can happen with our feet. And if you are heavier, understand this, slower is okay, right? You don't have to walk brisk at so many miles per minute, so to speak. You know, don't compare that. You're like, oh gosh, I got to get up to a certain amount, or, you know, I've got to walk a 3-minute mile. No, you don't. You're going to be running that, and that's not good for your health, especially if you're heavy, right? No one's running a 3-minute mile. Okay, there are a few people out there that are running a 3-minute mile, but that's running. We're talking about walking. So if you can walk 15, 20 minutes on a mile, that's great. And it doesn't have to be all at once. I love it. Sometimes I'll just go out, do a lap because I enjoy my neighborhood. I enjoy the day and it gives me a break. And guess what? It clears my mind. It's a great way just to dump everything. It's amazing what nature does to you. So if you can get outside, I would encourage you to do it. Now, if you are saying, Christiane, I can't do that much. And I get it. You might be in a season that you just cannot. Then I would encourage you to walk enough. Maybe it's just to your mailbox and back. Celebrate that, right? Say, hey, I did this. And then try to do it more often. And then eventually you'll get stronger with time. And if you take walking with eating well and getting good sleep and drinking a lot of great water for your body, let me tell you, you are on the road to healthy living all the time, and you don't have to think about it. And then that 20% of your lifestyle that you're like, yeah, I want to have like pizza and enjoy some wine and, you know, just indulge a little bit, extra chips and salsa, you can do so without the guilt. Can I get an amen? Yes. So really look at what you need in your season of life for what you want 10, 15, 20, 25 years from now. And I want you to notice how much energy and more rested you will be because of your activity. A lot of people are like, oh, I'm so tired. Yeah, you're tired because you're not doing anything. And I know it goes against the grain. You're like, but you're asking me to do more and I'll actually sleep better and be more rested. Yes, I am. Now, the first few days of you doing it, you're going to be a little more tired. You may sit down and find yourself dozing off. Guess what? Listen to your body and doze off. 15-minute power nap. Wonderful. But over time, you're going to be so energized. You're going to be like, wow, this feels great. And then when it's time to go to bed, your body says, I know it's time to rest. And you can lay down and fall asleep gently and easily. Doesn't that sound wonderful? And I also got to remind you about this. The little things matter, right? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. It's one step, one foot in front of the other. Boost your brain health by simply walking and then, of course, getting some great sleep. I love what Henry David Thoreau says. An early morning walk is a blessing for the whole day. Go out and bless your day. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.